The biggest question we can ask ourselves is, how do I become the most captivating woman in the room without ever compromising my integrity, my value, or my worth? Is there a way to collectively transform generational messaging around what a woman's worth is? What would being in your worth feel like for you? To create a legacy that impacts all the generations to come? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that will give you the answers. My name is Tara Kindon, and welcome to the Worthy Woman Collective. Well, hello, my gorgeous friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Worthy Woman Collective podcast. I'm your host, Tara Kindon, the Celestial Manifester. Today, I want to bring your attention to this beautiful energy we're experiencing with this Sagittarius new moon. Ah, like finally, we're getting a little reprieve here. It has felt intense over Scorpio season, and to be honest, I'm not even sure when the last podcast episode is that I dropped, but here I am, and it's always perfect timing. I've been in mad creation mode, you know, and when a manifestor gets into their creative flow, they just have to go. They have to go, they have to be in it, they have to do the thing, and I've just been like initiating all over the place without a better word for it. I've been creating the beautiful candles of the Witch and Wick Candle Co. and doing a ton of shows, meeting people, talking to people, you know, really just being in the vibes of all the magic and all the people and feeling into, you know, where my energy needs to go next. So today it was here. I needed to come in here to say hi, to catch up, to let you all know what's been, you know, going on, what I've been working on, and the energies that are present for us today. And especially today, because we have this magical new moon in Sag. And for those of you who know me, I am a Sag sun. So I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. We also have Venus and Mercury in Sagittarius, which, you know, for the first week of them moving in and they're hanging out together. Venus and Mercury are besties for a little while. I think it's till like the first week of December. So we're really feeling, you know, this expand, like Venus wants to really give us the bigger vision and like connect us to like our deepest desires. And she's like pulling on our hearts to get going and, you know, expanding in all these ways. And Mercury feels like, you know, that emoji on your phone where it's just like this brain exploding out of the human. That's the sense I get with Mercury in Sag. Like conjunct Venus, like it's actually blowing my brains out. And I have not been able to sleep. It's like 7 days in a row. I was having, you know, I have one of these watches that tells you when your sleep sucks. I'm kind of like, maybe this watch should not be worn for next little while. But anyways, it was like poor sleep, compromised sleep. I'm like, yeah, I know. And it's just all these ideas. So if you're waking up in the middle of the night or crazy early in the morning with all these juicy visions, ideas, and things you want to kind of like move forward into, just know this is part of that energy. And it's a great idea for those of you who, you know, can't get it all out at once. Either leave yourself voice notes because you're waking up anyway, you're not going back to sleep. So leave your voice notes on your phone about like what it was, whether it was a dream, a vision, an idea about something, or get an idea book and keep it by your bed. So when you wake up, you can kind of like brain dump out those things and potentially go back to sleep or, you know, go and create the thing, whatever it is. But at least that way it's kind of moving from your head, which is super Mercury, and into the physical body, which is Venus, because she wants to like put some emotion behind it. And as we put the emotion behind it, you know, it triggers even more for us to calibrate towards. So it's pretty magical time, but it can be a little bit overwhelming. We've also, you know, we're in the final phases of the moon being in Scorpio as I record this anyway. And by this new moon, everybody's, you know, not everybody, but like sun, moon, Mercury, Venus are all going to be in Sagittarius. There will be harmony and there will be a beautiful trine to Jupiter. And remember, you know, Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So this is a very, very good aspect. It's like, oh yeah, get your dancing shoes on, because now is when all the work you've been doing, all the thinking you've been doing, it's like, it's the legs that are going to be, you know, if you put feet on your dreams, you know, like some people have these big lofty dreams, but they never put any legs to the dream. So it's like, it never gets down to earth. Do you know what I'm saying? And when everything is moving into Sagittarius and there's this beautiful trine happening with Jupiter, it's like we finally get legs on the bigger vision. We get a chance to move it forward because Jupiter, I think it's just hours after this new moon, stations direct and begins to move towards Aries again. And remember, it was briefly in Aries, and then it went back into Pisces. And I feel like we've been kind of living in the swamp a little bit. And I just want to say this, for those of you who are like, I don't follow astrology, I don't know anything about anything, and I kind of don't care, you still feel this energy. And the reason I talk about it, the reason I'm bringing it to your attention here, and, you know, I feel like if you didn't really care, you wouldn't be here. So I'm going to share it anyways, because I know that so many of you are impacted by these emotions, by this energy in motion, which is technically what emotion is. And we have to put it somewhere. We have to do something with it. And when it's been in, we've had a lot of energy in Pisces and a lot of energy in Scorpio, it legitimately has felt like we are underwater. Like we have been underwater. And with a lot of that Scorpio energy, it has felt like the swamplands, like mega swamplands. We've been moving through some deep feminine reprogramming around our identities, how we identify as women or feminine, you know, how you identify in your feminine energy, regardless of your gender, because we all have both. We all have masculine energy and feminine energy, and it's a matter of how we're balancing and moving through it and allowing ourselves to be reprogramming the idea around femininity, period. I do think it's been having a massive overhaul over Scorpio season. And so many things have been brought to our attention, right? Like this beautiful new awareness of like, ooh, yeah, I need to deal with that thing. It's finally time for me to look at this core wound. It's finally time for me to release this old story of who I thought I was, because you've grown so much, you've transformed so much, you've evolved so much, right? And with this Jupiter moving into Aries in, you know, the next little while, it's kind of magical because it's almost initiating a new 12-year cycle. And now to move into that new, we have to clear out this last little bit. So this is why, you know, even today especially, you can feel, and like I said, I'm recording this on Wednesday, November 23rd. It's exactly 1:32 p.m. my time. And there is this like, ooh, it's a little sticky and it feels like you're just ready to launch forward, but it's like, hey, you still have to deal with this thing in your emotional house. You still may be sensitive. You still may be feeling all the feels in this one particular area. And because that sun and moon are conjunct and they're close enough to conjunction with that Venus and Mercury, I think it's this mega reprogramming around what is divine feminine energy? What is divine feminine frequency? So on that note, I've been, you know, working with the girls in the Celestial Box. The ladies who purchased the Celestial Box have had all their beautiful candles. And for those of you who don't know what, you know, the Celestial Box is, I'm going to drop the link in the show notes. You can check it out. We are pre-selling right now for the next round. And it's been amazing. And through it, like I have a Voxer channel with these girls and we, you know, it's like adult walkie-talkies. It's actually hilariously fun. You get to, you know, connect and hear each other's energy and your voices and be like, oh my God, like this is what's happening in my life today. What is transiting? How is this affecting me? And I get a chance to walk them through and almost coach them through the energies of the transits against their own natal charts. So it's been very powerful, very transformative. And part of the bonus that I created for them was this other element called the DFF. And the DFF is the divine feminine frequency. And you'll have heard a lot of people talk about, you know, tracking the moon, especially if you're a reflector or you're an emotionally defined human design person, whatever your type is. If your authority is emotional definition, the moon is everything because it's generating all of these emotions and feelings, right, within you. And you need to figure out where to put those things. So when you can track the moon and Venus more regularly, it's that much more powerful. So it's not just about tracking where the moon is, but I also track where Venus is. And Venus is our self-worth, our ability to attract and magnetize. She teaches us about money, whether we have it or we don't. She teaches us about what we desire in a relationship, what we desire in life, period. She also is this beautiful guide around our self-esteem, our self-worth, our self-confidence, and she helps us to be more in the flow of life, connecting to the natural rhythms that are. So when I share this little, it's a one-way chat, it's me just dropping in, you know, under 8 minutes of wisdom from Venus, from the moon, and it just gives you a heads up, like, hey, this is the energy that's ahead for us today. How are you going to roll with it, you know? And you feel more confident and powerful in your day because you have this heads up. Like, oh yeah, okay, I may have, you know, there may be relationship conflicts today, so I need to watch my tone. Or I may feel really emotional or angry or frustrated around something today because of this, you know, interaction that's happening with the moon and let's say Mars, you know, whatever it is. And then it's, I usually, you know, depending on the energy, I'll pull a couple cards just to give them a little bit of insights of, hey, this is, you know, something to be looking at while you're navigating today's vibes. And it's $11. It's $11.11 every month, and you get 7 days for free. So if that sounds like something you're interested in trying out, I've also put the link below for you to check that one out because it's a really beautiful way for you to harness your beautiful divine feminine frequency and feel what it feels like to be more receptive, to feel more open to all the possibilities and all the potentials. So let's pull some cards. I know I just said I pull it for the group, but let's just pull some cards for those of you listening today to this podcast episode. What do you need to know? And whether you're listening to this in, you know, real time or whether you're listening to this later on, however far down the line, you hear what you need to hear in the moment you hear it. There is no time too soon or too late to hear what you're hearing. You just get to hear it in the moment. So here are the cards I've pulled. And honestly, these are exciting cards because I have not pulled these cards for a little while. And the beautiful thing is I always do a little ritual, you know, before I do a podcast or before I do a video, I call in the women of wisdom. I call in my spiritual support team. I call in Venus and I call in, you know, the beautiful star and beings that I work with, right? And one of those is Andromeda. So that's a whole other thing. But just so you know, there's a lot of feminine energy behind the work that I do and behind the, you know, the energy that I call in to be with us while I do this. So the two cards I pulled are Be Happy Now and Have Fun. So I think somebody out there needs to know, like, you're in the right place at the right time in your life. There is nothing you need to push, move, or do in this moment, but just recognize, like, take off the rose-colored glasses and recognize how far you've come. You know, we're closing out this year, and 2022 has been a very transformative year for so many people. It's been eye-opening. It's been, you know, awakening. It's shaken us out of our core. It's been very intense. So there's an element here to looking back to saying, and you know, we're starting this new 12-year cycle with Jupiter. Jupiter spends 1 year in every sign. So it's going to move through another 12-year cycle. And we're just at the beginning of that. Remember, Jupiter's this big benefic. He wants to give us all these things. He's expanding all the things we're thinking about, whether they're good or whether they're bad. He's expanding it. So getting into gratitude and awareness of where your mind's at is going to like change your life. And that's the Venus, right? So when you take off those rose colored glasses and say like, holy crap, you know, look how far I've come this year. Look at how much I've changed and how much I've evolved and what I've been able to do given the circumstances, you know, because so many of you are in circumstances that have been challenging, very, very, very challenging. And there's a recognition here to have fun, to let your hair down in Sag season, have a good time, take the pressure off, let your heart be in just joy and expansion. Take a deep breath. I could do that with you right now. And just be in the moment to feel all the feels that come up for you around the brilliance you've been able to create, okay? My creepy door just opened because the dog just came in. Nobody else came in, no spirits. Well, maybe they did too, but anyway. So there you go, like this, have fun and be, you know, happy right now with what you've got, with where you've come from, with what you've been able to do. And you can always do a releasing ceremony before you write your intentions for this next, you know, 12-year cycle, for this new moon in Sagittarius, for this new initiation in your big vision. And there is this card of trust that has come forward. I just wanted to pull like a clarification card. And trust, like again, you are in the right time, at the right place, in the right moment of your life, of your evolution. It's all perfect. And it's all working out perfectly. And I joke to my friends about this all the time with my deck of cards here. There are two cards I would like to set on fire, and they are the timing card and the patience card. Probably because I don't have either. I'm working on them, but they're not ones that come by easily. So thank God we didn't pull those. But how can we have more fun? How can you let your hair down and feel more in the moment, engaged, and the pleasure? Let the pleasure come in. All your desires, you know, to create. And I find so many people who are creating vision for their future, vision for, you know, the next 3 months, however long it is, they really struggle to go to that big picture because they go right into the how. How am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? How? And they how themselves out of it, right? So if you can play in the space of what if, like go a little Dr. Evil, you know, like tap your fingers together and be like, how could this get much better? How could this be even more amazing? And play in that space. Because as you play in that space, your mind fires off these beautiful fire. It's like a firestorm that happens in your mind, a little lightning storm, okay? And when these photons fire, it actually initiates a feeling. And when it initiates this feeling, something happens. Emotions start to flow. You feel a certain way. And as you feel a certain way, you begin to calibrate your heart frequency to match that feeling. Okay. So whether that feeling is good or then whether it's bad, you say, oh, who am I to do this? I can't do this. I'll never be able to get what I want. What do you think happens to the feeling as soon as that thought crosses your mind? It completely crashes all the potential. It crashes out that feeling of, you know, elation and bliss and joy, like, you know, like you would feel before something really exciting was going to happen. And then the rug got pulled out from under you. That is not the time to create your vision. So if that happens while you're in that big box of potentiality, and you're like, or not box, but you're way outside the box and you're just like so excited and you're thinking about all the big things, stay in there as long as you can. Feel what it feels like to be fully expanded. And when the doubt creeps in or the self-worth kind of glitches or makes you feel like, who are you to do this or whatever the story is, you drop the thought, you just drop it and come back to it when you feel like you could be more potential, because you're going to calibrate your heart and Venus rules the heart chakra, is going to calibrate to the energy of that in which you've thought about and felt about. Remember, so it's like thoughts, feelings, frequency. What I'm thinking about, I'm feeling and creating emotions around. The emotions I'm generating and activating are creating a calibration. And then my heart is going to be attracting towards me experiences, opportunities, people that match that frequency. So in this moment, if you're feeling like your life is letting you down a little bit and that it does not feel like you want it to feel, ask yourself what thoughts you're thinking. And then pay attention to the feelings that you're feeling. Because if you could just like manage these two things, you can calibrate anything you want. Absolutely anything. And this is a belief. This is a belief. So some of you will be like, hogwash, bullshit. I don't believe it for a second. That's okay. Eventually you will. Eventually you'll get it. You just need to see it happen once. Uh-oh. My computer just turned itself off and it's saying hello. Oh dear. I don't know what that means. Shit. Never mind. You're still here. That was very weird and I've never experienced that before. And I'm going to leave that in the recording. That was the weirdest thing ever. Okay, well, I guess that's the end of this podcast because that was just totally my mind. Yeah, here's the emoji again. The mind that just went, yep, that just happened right here live. There you go. Weird. My screen just went totally gray and there was a script that went across it that was like, hello, like, hi, hi back. Okay. So I'm going to close out today's episode with a big, I see you. I'm witnessing your growth. I'm excited for you and where you're going over this next little period. And oh my goodness, so much support. If you ever wondered if there was a big universal hug out there for you, that was it. That was your sign. Okay, so below in the show notes, you're going to find all the information for the DFF and all the information for the Celestial Box, which will be launching again and delivered out for January. So, beautiful Christmas gift. And then as another freebie, for those of you who are really curious about the Divine Feminine Frequency, I created a beautiful little guidebook to help you understand where your natal Venus is and how to honor her and make her happy. So that is also in the show notes below. Thank you everyone for being here. Wowzers. A very interesting podcast episode today. I am sending you all so much love and just I'm so grateful that you're here and you're listening. And you know, whoever else is listening from the galactic beyond, welcome and hello back to you.